I seen it happen. 6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So yesterday, I took Robbie to the game and we're walking around just, you know, because he's the mayor of Camden Yards. And Jeremy, as the Royals scored yet again, and I heard some boos. I heard the boo birds come out. And I looked around and one of the guys told me that was walking and saw me react to it, said, "Man, you weren't here yesterday, were you?" I said, "No." He said, "They were doing the same thing yesterday." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, it's becoming kind of common." And I thought to myself, I remember we played a game this past year and we beat our opponents by 10. And the crowd, their people start chanting overrated to us. Won by 10. Mm-hmm. My player said to me, "Why are they chanting overrated? We won by 10. Because they expected more. Why are they booing you? And because the fans expect more. If they're booing you, they don't care about you."
Yeah, of course, and they should expect more. Because over a team that, you know, they're one of the teams in baseball the last couple of years. And now they can't win a series. They can't string together two games. It's just, it's terrible. It's not easy to watch right now. And it's not just the pitching.
Yeah.
It's everything.
I mean, it's everything. It's everything. It is.
You know.
When I hear there's a left-handed pitcher on the mound and you look up, you go, I don't like it today. And it's weird because, like, this shouldn't be the issue. And I know this team has a ton of left-handed power, and we understand that they'd rather face right-handed pitching. But come on. And maybe it is something where if you want guys to face left-handed pitching on an everyday basis, you want Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser did it last year, Ryan O'Hearn, all these guys, if you want them to get that type of treatment where you have your lineup that's going out there almost every single day, then they need to face left-handed pitching or they'll never get better at it.
Think about this. Your first baseman bats right-handed. Your two middle infielders bat left-handed. Your corner infielder, when things are right, bats right-handed. And in the outfield, what do you have? When it's healthy, your only right-handed regular outfielder is Tyler O'Neill.
And Cowser.
And Cowser's left.
Well, I'm saying, yeah. When Cowser's there, like, O'Neill might be DHing. I mean, you look at it the different ways, but Kierstead, yeah.
They're all lefties. Yeah. You know, so my question would be this to that. I don't have a problem with that at all. But why do we sit them so much, Ed, when they're lefties, when your team is basically a left-handed team?
I don't know how you do that. I really don't. I just don't know how you do that when you're right. Your power is from the left side of the plate. This is kind of where we are right now, so why would you sit them? They're going to have to face left-handed pitching. I understand the lefty-righty strategy, but there comes a time you got to let these guys, you know, play. And when did Seti stop switch hitting?
He stopped switch hitting about, what, 21? Like
4 years ago?
2021?
Yeah, that's what
I thought. I thought it was longer than that. But
was it?
Yeah. I thought so, but again.
I think it was the pandemic season, maybe.
Well, I'm trying to look up some situational stuff here. Because, look, lefty-righty matchups do matter. But I'm not the guy that's going to look at it and go, ooh, we got to sit these three lefty. No. If you're going to sit one of them, sit two of them, whatever you have to do.
2021 was he stopped.
He did?
Yeah, because Baseball Reference says Mullins was switch hitter prior to the 2021 season.
Yeah, I mean, as you start looking at the guy's numbers here and what they've done situationally here, I'm going to pull up some splits with a couple of the guys and see what you think. But righty lefty matchups do matter.
They do.
Like, for people who are going, oh, you can't bench these guys. It does matter. You might have a situation like Ryan O'Hearn was a situational player, right? You may have years ago went and looked at the numbers and said, oh, why are you sitting Mountcastle for this guy? Well, go look at how they hit against right-handed pitching. There's a big difference. Now, maybe O'Hearn's not the best guy to use, but you guys will understand, like, he was a platoon player in Kansas City. He DH. They really didn't have, you know, he gets released. He doesn't know what's going to happen with him, and he catches fire here because why? They're using him in the right situation.
Right. 410-583-1057, that's the number. And you're right about that, but here's the problem. When you are built left-handed heavy, it's great because you have more righties than lefties. But when your alternative are the guys that are, you know, okay, you sit down Jackson Holliday for who?
Right.
I'm not sitting. So Jackson, to me, is the difference. I'm playing him against everyone.
I am.
He's getting a couple days off against tough left-handers.
I'm letting Kierstead play against everybody. That's your guy.
You want to find out. But again, the lefty-righty splits do matter. I tried to look some of it up, and then I saw Ramon Laureano's hitting 154 against left-handed pitching. And I said, you know what? I'm done looking at this stuff. I'm not even trying to argue it now.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Charles. What's up, Charles?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. Do you think they're in the midst of a new rebuild with all these injuries and whatnot?
No. They're in the midst of a slump. That's different than a rebuild. You're too young to rebuild.
Okay, one more thing. Hypothetically, you're the GM, I'm the owner. I just bought this team. Who's ultimately going to be accountable for this roster on the field?
Well, ultimately, it's going to be the GM, but I don't know if you're asking me, do they make a move now because of the responsibility? No, I don't. Because how can I be responsible for injuries? I'm going to say this again. My top three starters are all injured, all right? My starting third baseman, who was an all-star last year, is injured. I have a starting outfielder who was the runner-up in American League Rookie of the Year. He's injured. One of those starters, not only is he my best starter, but 2 years ago he was second team All-MLB. These are the guys that are injured. So if you look at the track record of the guys that are injured, the guys that I brought in, with the exception of Grayson Rodriguez, then we're pretty good. So, yeah, ultimately I'm responsible for the roster that's currently injured. If these guys are all playing and this is our record, then, yeah, you can blame me. But you can't blame me for injuries.
By the way, I don't know if anybody knows this. Corbin Burns back on the IL with a shoulder inflammation, and his strikeout rate has dropped significantly yet again from last
career
year.
Career low.
It's the lowest it's been in his entire career. And again, this goes back. Did I want Burns back this year? Yeah, because of what he meant to you last year, and you know he's still a good pitcher.
What do we constantly bring up on this show? That he doesn't miss as many bats as he used to, which is a sign.
This is what happened.
A bad sign.
Yeah.
We brought that up constantly on this show.
Yeah. I mean, we've had guys that were former Cy Young winners, and then all of a sudden you go, man, what's going on? He's hitting way too many bats. Or we see a guy reinvent himself. I mean, we've talked about it. Like, Zach Greinke's the perfect example for recent years of a guy that was a dominant Cy Young candidate every single year. As he started to get older, started to hit more bats. So what did he start doing? More breaking pitches. The fastball is gone. So let's throw an EFIS pitch as well. Let's throw some changeups. Okay, if I can't go from 92 to drop it down to 82 in a changeup, what's it look like when I'm throwing 85 and I drop it down to 70? You know, like, he reinvented himself so he could continue pitching. Was he great at the end of his career? No.
But he was an innings eater.
He was a true innings eater. Thank you. I brought it back.